In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today in Rome, as every year on this day, at the Church of St. Agnes, lambs will be blessed. And the wool from these lambs is used to make a very special vestment called a pallium. A pallium kind of looked like a cloth Y that's worn over the chasuble. And it is given each year to new archbishops. The Pope will bless these palliums on the 29th of June, which is the feast of St. Peter and Paul, and they will be sent out to every new archbishop in the world. The reason why it takes place on this day is partially to honor the saint of this day, St. Agnes, who in Latin her name means lamb. We have a part of the Mass where we say, Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. In Latin it is Agnus Dei, Lamb of God. St. Agnes was just 12 or 13 when she died. And she was a martyr for the faith. What is a martyr? It is someone who dies rather than deny Jesus. And she died in the last great persecution of the church by the Roman Empire under the Emperor Diocletian. St. Agnes was very holy, she was very religious, and she had decided not to get married, but to give her life to Jesus. She was also very beautiful, so a lot of guys wanted to marry her. Now, back then, people got married at earlier ages. Well, she wouldn't marry any of them. And when one of them found out that the reason why was because she was a Christian, he got all offended and figured he would get even. So he turned her in to the police, because being a Christian was illegal at the time. And she was taken before the judge, and the judge ordered her to go to the temple of Minerva and to offer incense to worship a false god, and she refused. And because she refused, she was put to death at just 12 years old, and she's one of the great saints of Rome. What this shows us is you're never too young to be a follower of Jesus. And even at 13, and we have saints who were even younger than Agnes when they died. Even at that young age, you can be holy and great within the faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.